Welcome to Talking Baseball. We're joined with Trevor Plouffe. As always, we are in Tampa. Plouffe is in L.A. Let's answer your questions. All right. What's up, man. Everybody? Welcome to Talking Baseball. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. A little behind the scenes before we start the show. Jake and I are in an RV park at Tampa. It's 9 a.m. It's a nice, cloudy, overcast day down here. And Trevor is on my phone, FaceTiming in from L.A., 6 a.m. for you.
Yeah, you guys have really found your calling at that RV park, huh?
It's a little scary that Jake and I both had a moment where we're like, wow, this is a cool thing.
Do they have those in New York? Can you find one?
I'm sure they do, but I just not part of my life ever.
I'm finally home. It feels good. Feels good to have a home.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, I drove the RV yesterday, Trev.
Oh, no. Well, I think that's good. I want you guys all to experience it before I get there.
So yeah.
I feel safer.
Well, Bill had to go to we did the live event, so Bill had to go early, so someone had to drive. But it wasn't as scary or as difficult or as different as I thought it was going to be. So, but you can drive all you want. No, Jake's commandeered shotgun,
yeah,
so you guys
bad.
Will be the crew up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake is not allowed to drive.
I'm constant shotgun.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. feels powerful.
When I'm not driving, I'll be in the back hammering beers and just, you know, having a good old time.
Yeah.
That's what you do on an RV. Yeah.
We have beers. We haven't drank in them yet.
Enjoy your White Claws, Trevor.
You know, it's in a motorhome, it's not drinking and driving because it's your home.
Yeah, you just can't drink up front because that's the car.
Is that really the law?
We'll double check the rules on that. None of that sounded right. None of that sounded right, but I bought it. I'm in.
All right, so we decided we're going to answer a bunch of Twitter questions today. And Trev's got a whole nice list. They blew up your Twitter, you were saying? Like 100 responses?
A lot of Twitter questions. My Twitter feed was horrible yesterday because you answered a Houston Astros question on it, and then after that, my Twitter was unusable.
Oh, that's what you're referencing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this took a little bit of digging to get back to the actual questions, but I got them, and I think there's some gems in there. So we can just get it going, right?
Give us the gems.
Gems only.
All right. Well, first one's from this big old idiot at Talking Jake. He said, Who would you rather set up a close family member on a date with, John or Jake?
So that's a question
for us? I guess
that's
directed towards me.
That's a good question.
That's directed towards me.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thanks for calling.
And I would
before
I would say both of you. I'm happy with both of you guys. God.
Well, okay. I was going to say, before you answer, let us know who you're setting us up with. Like, is it your terrible cousin or your great cousin?
I'm playing the question like it's like one of my favorite, you know, cousins or whatever.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
At first, I thought no, Jake, because I felt like he's almost like a sexual deviant or something.
Yeah.
That's just like
the vibe
I get from you.
Modern age Nick Punto, yeah.
And John's kind of like, you know, I feel like he'd treat my cousin really well. But maybe I'll switch it and I'll say John's my guy.
Okay. There we go.
This went well.
Good. Thanks for asking that.
good plot twist.
Way to go.
thanks for asking that question, Jake.
Good plot twist. No problem.
On to the next one.
Yeah.
I like this one. This is from @Gardy_party.
Gardy Party.
And he said, Gardy Party. He says, what are your way too early predictions for Home Run Derby champ and All-Star Game MVP?
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Home Run Derby champ. It's always a new name. Judge said he's not going to do it again. Stanton's already won. He's not going to do it again. I think a lot of the big guys, although there is a lot of money attached to it now, but I still think it's to showcase the young talent. And here's my yesterday we were talking about the All-Star game, and we were talking with some reporters down here in Tampa, and like, who's going to go from the Astros, you know? And like, will the other players want to be in the same room as them? And my answer was, you know what, they'll just have Yordan Alvarez go. No one's going to be mad at him. He's a rookie. So I also have Yordan Alvarez winning the Home Run Derby.
It's not bad.
You took my answer, just so you know.
Out of all the guys, we had the same one?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's,
I was thinking along those exact same lines. You know, Dusty's going to be the manager of the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So they have to send somebody to the game. And I don't – I know they changed the rules in the All-Star game recently, because before the whole Kansas City thing, when they voted in every single player that was on the Kansas City roster, yeah. I think they've changed it. But I thought that would be actually really hilarious if Houston, like, rallied and just, like, did a crazy, like, voting campaign and got all those guys in the All-Star game. Like, people around the league would be so pissed, but I think it'd be hilarious. So maybe they will do that.
Yeah, I think the voting is a sham. But I'm cynical.
It is.
Most cynical people. But I think if you do a fan vote for the All-Star game and you think that that's how it gets picked, I think you're a little naive, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, and it, and
Jake, what you got?
You ignore all of Daddy's conspiracy theories, and then you get drop casual bombs like that. Because you are right, and we're all puppets. I think you guys are ignoring Vladito. I think Vlad went last year. He put on a show, but he was technically the loser. So the whole story will be like, oh, you know, they'll get him in because he's Vladito. And then they'll be like, oh, well, you know, last year he came in, he burned himself a little early. Watch for him to conserve himself and win this one out. It's like,
that's
well,
your best Mark Teixeira impression.
It's a home run derby. Like, it's Vlad Jr. He's a monster. Yeah. So I wouldn't be shocked if he does it. Also, I think, are we ignoring – it's in L.A., right?
It's in L.A., yeah.
So, I mean, if we're talking early MVP candidates, you got to go with someone local. Maybe Walker Buehler. He pitches 3 shutout to start the game, and we say, yay, L.A.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have
I'm a
one.
Huge Walker Buehler fan.
I have it. I figured it out.
Okay.
It's going to be
creepy delivery.
Brewster Gratterall closes it out as a Dodger.
Oh, wow.
He gets the save. Yeah. And then he gets the All-Star MVP, and the Red Sox have to just kiss his feet.
You know, the 2014 game was in Minnesota, and Glenn Perkins got to close the game out to Kurt Suzuki in his hometown stadium. Like, you couldn't have scripted it any better. It was one of the cooler moments I've seen on the field. So that would be really
Glenn?
Cool for him.
How's Glenn doing?
You would love Glenn. Glenn would fit in, like, very well in this situation.
Okay. Pick him up.
Yeah. And actually, John, you and Glenn are kind of, like, resembled. Like, there's a little bit of resemblance there.
Ugly guys.
Yeah, I can't.
Which actually brings us to
myself.
Our next question. What a great segue that I just did right
awesome.
There.
Awesome.
Business.
I got to find the question because it's here somewhere. I want to get the guy's Twitter handle on here. There's some hilarious questions here. I don't have his Twitter handle, but one person asked, when there's a movie made about the Astros cheating scandal, which actor will play John Boy in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be, I mean, there's got to be, is there like a just a young, short, gray-haired guy? Maybe they make it, they can.
You
they
can do the hair.
They can spruce me up.
You do the hair.
Are you going to play yourself?
No. I'm a great actor, but no. I think it's going to have to be – someone's going to have to, like, downgrade themselves. You know, like, you get, like, a Zac Efron, and then he gets an uglier
You're starting with Zac Efron.
No, he'll be too old. No, I'm saying – my point was any actor is going to have to, like, you know, when Christian Bale was the fighter and he, like, made himself gross for the role to get into character.
Right.
That's what they'll have to do.
Well, yeah, that's been known from the start. You didn't have to clarify that. We just need that person.
They don't exist yet. The movie's not going to be made for 10 years, so the guy's he's currently 15 years old.
I like
he said Zac Efron.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Ugly version.
For any of my golf fans, I could see Graham McDowell. He's got that look. I doubt he's getting into acting. Yeah,
Taylor Hicks.
I could see a Kristen Wiig type situation. I think that'd be a nice role for her to achieve. I know those are the two names that came to mind.
Does
first.
Jack Black have a teenage son?
I think so, actually.
That's okay. A good one.
So Jack Black's teenage I was gonna say
Jason Bateman.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you guys know who Jason Bateman is?
Yeah, he's the best.
He's a great, yeah. I mean, he's like a good actor and funny.
Yeah.
But he's no fucking Zac Efron.
I'd rather Jason Bateman play me. That means people will like me in the movie. He's never played an unlikable character.
Let's move on to the next question.
See?
By the way, that one was by at Stolen Media. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's get a little bit more serious now. I like this question. I think we'll all kind of have some different answers here. This is at 33 Golfer asks, prediction of what division gives us the tightest race this season?
Ooh.
Let's start with Jake.
Division that gives us the tightest race. So are we going to say like the top two teams fighting at the end, or a little more like it has to be between three or four? Because I think the answer for me is actually the NL East. I think there are some fun ones with the top two, but the NL East, man, I think they're going to go four deep. I mean, you probably get one of those teams that gets injuries really bad and it just doesn't happen this year. But, I mean, all of those teams are good and going for it and on the up and up. Philly, they bring in Girardi and a lot of dudes. I mean, the Mets, this is like their year. And if they don't, I think things get ugly in Mets land, which they tend to do pretty quickly. The Braves, they were challenging the Dodgers for the second best team in baseball. And then the Nationals are your defending champs. So I don't know. That NL East is going to be fierce. I'm a big – and Trev, I think this is the first time I've said this in front of you.
Wow.
I'm a big toughest thing – a generic line, toughest thing to do in sports is to repeat as champion. I mean, right now. I'd probably take the Nats. I'd put them in the fourth place in the NL East.
Ooh. A jerk.
That's tough. You know, they still have Max Scherzer, right?
I know, but he's starting to get a little older.
And Patrick Corbin.
He's had some injuries. I mean, I don't know. They also lost that.
You better hope he doesn't see this video, buddy.
Good. I hope he does, and I hope he shoves. But, I mean, they also lost Rendon, who's like one of the, if not the best player in the NL
last
year. They
got Starlin Castro, though.
Yeah, and they replaced it. Their whole infield is just old guys that can play second or third base now, which I don't know. I don't know if that's the formula.
Was the question like closest, just like most teams in it?
I read you the question, Jim. It was tightest race this season. Yeah, it is.
Oh, tightest race. All right. Well, the guy asking this is a big fan of ours. He's also a Cubs fan, so I think he's hoping we don't or do say the NL Central because we do, but I'm going to flip-flop it and say I think it's the AL Central. I think the White Sox are going to give the Twins a tough time, and I think the Indians will stay in it for a little bit, but I think the White Sox and Twins should be a fun race down at the end, and I don't know if second place gets a wild card spot.
Yeah, I don't believe in the White Sox. I don't know what it is, if it's just, you know, memories of, you know, a long time ago when I was playing, but I think the Twins run away with that division. I do.
You would say that.
I also think
the Yankees win the East. We can all shout out things like that.
That's fine. I think so too. I'm going to go with the West, the AL West, and I'm dreaming. For some reason, I'm dreaming that the Angels are going to like figure some starting pitching out and like make a run at this thing. And if they do that, then you have that kind of like a three-headed monster there with the Angels, the A's, and the Astros. I think that'll be an awesome race because, you know, towards the end of the season, we're all going to be looking to see, like, where the Astros are going to be. Are they going to make the playoffs? And I think pretty much everybody in America, besides the people that are in my Twitter mentions yesterday, will be rooting against the Astros.
Do you have someone from the AL Central making the wild card game? I think the Rays – and then, like you said, Angels or A's, I think those three teams will be racing for the two spots. So that's why I think if it's close at all for the Central, it's all up for grabs. So it'll be, you know, there's no second place winner.
I mean, I think the Twins is the same thing as the White Sox. They're going to go as far as their starting pitching. You know, the White Sox have some good starting pitching. They do. But they need Lucas Giolito to go out there and be worth six wins again like he was last year, and I hope he does that, but they have to have someone to follow him up as well. Like Keuchel, he's okay. I if I'm Keuchel, I don't want to face the Twins lineup, I'll tell you that much.
Wow. Think Keuchel's scared?
Keuchel's a great pitcher. He's one of those guys where you think you're going to hit a home run every time you face him, and all of a sudden you're 0-for-4. He's
I've never had guys. That feeling stepping into the
I
plate.
Have, but he's very blind.
That was a good question. We all have different answers.
Yeah, that was good.
The AL West, man, I was tweeting at their new mascot, but Dallas Braden with the A's, man. The A's are the most disrespected team this offseason. They've won 97 games the past 2 years. They have two huge pitching prospects coming up in Puk and Luzardo.
Puck.
They've got Murphy should be behind the dish for them. Noisy's a guy that might jump in at second base. They low-key have one of the best infields in baseball, and they have to be the ones throwing their arms up around all this Astros stuff saying, someone talk about us, because it's all Yankees and Dodgers.
Yeah. They're used to that there. You know, they love the underdog card. They kind of relish that role. So, yeah, I mean, I love them. You know my affinity for Matt Chapman, and they're great. I think they're going to be in the playoffs again. Hopefully they win the division.
Who's everyone's team in the NL Central? Because that also would have been a fine pick.
Yeah. The parity around the league is great. And hopefully it stays that way.
I
don't like when the races are delivered or are decided like super early. Like, it's obviously much better for baseball when things come down to the last week.
NL West.
So we'll see how that goes.
NL West?
I mean, that's the one we all know.
Yeah. The NL Central, I hope the Reds get rewarded for going all in.
Yeah, me too. We'll see how that goes. I think there's a lot of unknowns. A lot of guys, you know, switch teams. There's a lot of kind of movement around the league. So we'll see how it turns out. This next one is just for you guys. This is from @LiamO'Brien.
Oh,
my brother.
Who would win in an arm wrestling match, John Boy or Jake?
Jake, easily.
There's footage. There's content out there.
That was 10 years ago, but you'd still win today as well.
It's a strong
form. That was easier than I thought.
Wow.
I thought you guys might debate a little bit more than that.
No. I have no pride in that.
Pure power.
Okay. do you think you could take me?
No.
I think you could. I'm not a good arm wrestler.
I don't think our arms would even line up properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I always get lost in the arm wrestle. People start throwing their bodies. People start twisting and stuff. Like
short.
Yeah,
little arms.
Like my arm's very compact.
I think that's good for arm wrestling, right? I have an embarrassing story. My father-in-law and I decided we wanted to arm wrestle, and that was
tough.
It was the off season. I was working out, feeling really good about myself. I was like, I'm gonna fucking slam you, Dave. And so we line up on the kitchen table. We lock arms or lock hands, whatever. I don't know what the terminology is. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And boom, I get fucking stuck in a stalemate with this guy. He's like 60 years old, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And here I am in my athletic prime. And we ended up like sailing out, and I was so embarrassed. Like, my wife was watching. Yeah. Like,
so now you understand that he didn't not win. He just made sure didn't beat him. Yeah, he could have slammed you if he wanted, but you know your mom's there. There's a lot going on in that dynamic.
The ego was bruised that day, and.
I think there's some old.
I think about the health.
there's obviously some old man muscle involved there, but I'm also gonna say that he's got some sort of injury that his arm doesn't even go that way anymore.
Yeah.
So I think you had the power.
Thank you.
You were just like pushing against a wall that just wasn't going down.
I mean, it's more upsetting that he didn't beat you. It's more. I think if I'm you, I walk away more upset that he just toyed with you and was like. This is nothing.
It really felt like that. I remember it very vividly. It was like I was like, it was like a bad dream where you're trying to go somewhere and you can't.
Yeah.
You're just stuck.
Anyway.
Thanks for writing that in.
All right, this
burner,
is a good
Trevor.
Question. This is a good one. I like this one. This is from @TheReal28.
Ooh,
he
wow.
said, skill set wise, build the best player in the MLB using different skills from different players.
Ooh.
All right, so
hobby
bias tagging.
I think how we should approach this is, let's go to 5 tools.
we'll
okay.
finish with tagging.
Tagging's not included in that one.
Tagging's not included.
You know what you can ask I'm going to just plug myself a little bit after I just told you guys how I suck at arm wrestling. Drew Butera, catcher for the Rockies, Twins, every damn team. He'll tell you I'm the best. I was the best tagger in MLB until Hobby came along.
So. Oh, wow. Wow.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, you tagged me.
Anyways.
Who do you got?
Let's start with you, Jake. Let's go.
Ooh, the hit tool.
DJ LeMay.
That's tough. After watching DJ LeMahieu for a year, you know what? I'll S some D for you, Trevor, and I'll give a sleeper pick. How about Arias from the Twins? That dude won my heart over, man. He's got this old school approach, and I remember the Yankees pitchers. You have all these lights out bullpen guys. He'll just follow it off. Like it's not an impressive, powerful hit tool like he's about to say with LeMahieu. But Arias, man, he won my heart over. It's old school, and, like, you just can't get it past him.
I love that pick. That's a great pick. I've watched him, and he plate discipline is what comes to mind when I think of him. And, you know, that's a ball contact skill. I don't want to say Rod Carew, but something like that, you know.
Highest batting average of any player with 300 at-bats last year, something like that.
Okay, hit tool, Arias. I love that. Jim, let's do power.
Straight power.
The Yankee mind's trying to pull him in.
Yeah. And then I thought of like Nelson Cruz. He's getting old, but like he can still hit bombs. But then
we're just picking twins
for Trevor. Yeah,
we're picking twins to make Trevor happy for once.
I'm not a Twins guy anymore, right? I am a unbiased,
barely a guy,
baseball media guy.
Power. I don't know, man. Give me.
You love Alonzo.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do Alonzo right now.
Kiko or Yonder.
No,
look. If you want to fly your Yankee swag, fly your Yankee swag.
No, dude. I mean, Judge, if anyone's ever watched him do BP.
I mean, there it is.
Judge consent. Judge is, you know, like a traveling circus back in the day. They would get, like, all the oddities. Like, that's what Judge's batting practice is. He hits with Stanton and then.
I've seen it.
I heard a lot of people talk about it like this until, and I was like, shut up. That's not that crazy. And then I saw it in Oakland. He put a ball into the second-level suites in center field. No one should ever be able to do that. And he just does it swinging easily.
Okay, so pick and Judge.
Yeah, pick and Judge. But Pete Alonso's a good one.
All right. Hit tool, we got Arias. Power, we got Judge. I'll go defense. And this is a tough one for me because you guys know, I just already alluded to it earlier. I love Matt Chapman. I think he is the best defensive player in the game. But I also love me some center fielders. I think
Kiermaier.
That's my favorite position.
Laureano.
I mean, Jim, let me answer the question.
My bad.
We're on the same wavelength today. I love it. I love KK. I do. I think the guy goes and gets it. And I knew he was good. Then I played with him and I got to see it, you know, up close and personal. And they're just balls where you're just like, all right, you know, that's in the gap. And all of a sudden, this guy is just out of nowhere. So I have a lot of respect for him, and I think that if it wasn't Chapman, I'm going KK. And I think he just has it kind of all. So he's got the Platy glove, which is a huge flex. Like Gold Glove is – I've always said that the Gold Glove is the coolest award you can win as a player because every day you show up to the field, you just flex.
Yeah.
It's like if you got to carry around your silver slugger every day. Like you have – you have the gold patch on your glove, and everybody else has this bullshit, like, red patch, like, sticking out like a sore thumb. Like, you suck. And so he has the Platy.
Platy, that's pretty big.
That's awesome.
You flex. It's amazing, dude.
I think some people.
So I'll go Kiermaier.
All right. Some people are going to be set. Arenado probably didn't get much love.
Oh, yeah. You just pissed off all Rockies fans.
I don't care.
And a reminder that Jimmy I think Matt Chapman's
better than Arenado.
I'm not a Kiermaier hater.
Were a Kiermaier hater, and you can't argue that.
But you're delivering that in a bad way. I've never disrespected his defensive game.
I'm obviously going to paint you in a bad light.
I've never said he was bad. I just think he's a hot dog, and we're going to talk to him, and I'm going to say, hey, do you think that you are a hot dog?
Yeah, that comes with the position. you've missed.
He's a hot dog. That's what you want, man.
Yeah.
When he makes his jumping catches at the warning track and you're like, he's hot dogging it, I think that is him being prepared for every outfield situation. If the wall is there, he's ready for it. And I think you misinterpret that as hot dogging.
So he makes a running, he'll make a running catch, and instead of just running it out, he'll like go into a front roll and then like then run it out.
I don't think that's true. I really don't think that's true. I think you might have seen that one time, and that's just like in your head now.
Hater.
So I'm like thinking of what the other two tools are: speed. So Jake, back to you,
Billy Hamilton.
That's kind of an easy one.
Yeah, it's easy. Tim LoCastro.
Oh, it is Tim LoCastro.
Yeah,
it is Tim LoCastro.
T-Lo.
I don't even know who that is.
Terrence Gore.
Terrence Gore. I was saying Trey Turner. Isn't Trey Turner the fastest? Byron Buxton.
I think LoCastro is the fastest man in baseball. I was gonna say Buxton was gonna be pissed at you for the for picking Kiermaier, bro.
Buxton knows how I feel about him. He's incredible. Like, he's one of those guys that Kiermaier, like, when he does something, it just looks amazing. Buxton, it looks so effortless.
Too easy.
So like, he gotta like get some like points off for that. It looks too easy.
Yeah. LoCastro's on the D-backs, and I think he graded out as the fastest dude in baseball. So that was a cop out answer a little bit.
So what's the fifth tool? What am I missing? We did power, hit tool, defense, speed.
Dude, I always do this.
Isn't it arm?
It's
infield
arm
and
arm
field.
Strength? Yeah, so yeah. Laureano. For arm.
Puig.
Does he have the best?
Puig's not in the league currently.
He's technically an MLB player.
Aaron Hicks, your Yankees.
He's got a great arm, but he's hurt right now.
Wow.
And right, have you seen him around?
Ramon Laureano was a friend to us, so Laureano.
Let me tell you something about Hicksy. Nice. I texted him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't talked in a while, but I texted him, and I got a green bubble back from him.
Yep. Damn.
So I wasn't sure if it was him. I didn't want to, like, keep having – I don't know if he got a new number. I didn't want to keep having this conversation with somebody that might not have been him. So I kind of, like – I was like, is this Hicksy? And he said something like, yeah, how's Olivia doing? And then I was like, I don't know who this is. So I kind of like, I think we talked about it. I was like, I'm going to like try to like find out if this is him or not. Still haven't found out if it's him. I haven't. So
you're not we'll sure see. Who you're texting.
Someone shout
out. I'm not texting anyone anymore. They did, yeah.
Low-key sleeper for arm, and you could earn some points back? Dude, Arenado blew my mind. When you watch Arenado's highlights – there's the diving stops and all that, but there's a lot of balls that he bobbles or he doesn't get cleanly. And I almost, when I saw those initially, I was like, oh, maybe Arenado's not all chalked up for it. But Arenado's secret is he has a cannon, man. He pegs some dudes, and I'm like, damn. So now we covered both.
He always throws on the run, though. That's the weirdest thing with him. Like, it doesn't matter if the ball is a routine ground ball. Like, he'll find a way to, like, charge that or, like, take it to his side, and then he'll, like, throw on the run. But he's accurate. Look, no one's hating on Arenado. I just think Matt Chapman's better.
You have to play the tape back.
Rockies,
there it is.
Rockies fans are pissed.
Oh, they're going to be so
I mean, dude.
You saw your Twitter was getting blown up yesterday.
Rocky Twitter. I love Arenado. My goodness. I have a man crush on Chapman. Everybody knows that. All right.
Okay. Fair.
Fine.
All right, we got time for like three more.
Yeah, we're good. So we're at the 30-minute mark.
Okay. Is it okay to eat barbecue leftovers for 4 days straight?
Man, yes.
Been there.
Interesting.
That's a hard yes.
All right. I mean, this is kind of. I think we touched on this in past episodes, but I always like this question. This is from @EVChung. He says, if you were commissioner for a week and could implement 3 permanent changes for the purposes of drawing more viewers and upping the popularity of baseball, what would they be? So I think we can each give one.
Yeah. I'll take the easy one. You want me to go first?
I didn't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, do the DH in both leagues.
Is that going to up the popularity of baseball, Jim?
Yep. Yes. I mean, would putting a guy on the free throw line with no hands hurt the popularity of basketball?
No.
I don't know how to answer that at all.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome, so no.
No one wants to watch a free out, and then no one wants to watch a pitcher who's doing well get taken out in the fifth inning because it's a close game and his spot's coming up with runners in scoring position. And now you have bullpen arms the rest of the way and platoon players the rest of the way in a close game going down the stretch. I know that people crave the creativity and the strategy of that, but bottom line is the end result. You're taking out your starters and putting in your replacements in close games. And that's not good for the sport.
Wow. Great argument.
Jakey?
No, thank you.
It is good. I have changed the channel from an NL game if they walk first and second to get to the pitcher. So I guess
I hate that. I hate it too. We're all in agreement on that one.
Yeah, easy. I'll go with my Jakey rule. I always try to push. Every team should play each other every year. The example I use, I think last year was the first year Pujols was back in St. Louis, yep, in 8 years or something like that, and the crowd went insane. And then my other one is with how they juggle the interleague format. Like the Yankees don't play in Colorado, I think, for a 5-year period. So what if you're, yeah, a little kid and you're, or hey, what if, you know, baseball, we want to bring in everyone. What if you're the tallest kid in your local town? And everyone's telling you to play basketball, and you're like, well, I kind of like baseball. What if you could watch Aaron Judge be the biggest dude on the field and rake? Like, that's what the sport's missing. So I think every team has to be in every city every year.
I didn't agree with Jake for a while, but I do agree with that now. But part of the reason why I didn't like it is because we also talked about a balanced schedule. Right. And I don't like a, yeah, balanced schedule. I like your division mattering a lot. Okay. So I like playing a ton of games against the five in your division because it is like a little league then that, like, you know, if you don't want to pay attention to all 30 teams, pay attention to these five for fans that are diehards because it's hard to pay attention to all 30. So if there's a way to do both,
yes,
keep the division heavy but also every stadium, I think – I don't know if that's plausible, just logistics, but I do think that I would want teams in every stadium now.
Yeah. I had the same feeling last year when the Yankees – was it last year when the Yankees went
Dodgers
to L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is awesome. And they wore those stupid jerseys.
Yeah, so stupid.
Players weekend.
Which sucks. I mean, because that's, like, just those two iconic franchises, like, obviously both from New York, playing each other in L.A. It was cool. So, yeah, I agree. I want everyone to play everyone. I like a balanced schedule. I think it's better that way. I think it makes the division games mean more.
Yeah.
Like those are big games then, and you could kind of stack them at the end of the year, and dude, I think it'd be awesome. But you know,
do you know why the Dodgers?
Bit,
do you know why the Dodgers are called the Dodgers?
I do.
It's a pretty awesome story, Jake. Do
you want me? Do you want to say it?
It's because that they would have to dodge the cars in Brooklyn, but it wasn't like a fun game. Like, oh, dodge the car.
Yeah.
It's like people died because they got hit, yeah, by the trail, the trolley cars in Brooklyn. They named the team off the people that survived. They're survivors.
Survived.
Love it. Yeah.
I'm excited for yours, Trev. I feel. Do you have one of your hot takes up your sleeve, or what do you got?
I don't know if you call it a hot take. I have a good answer. I think it's a good answer.
Okay.
I think that MLB across the board should adopt what the Falcons did with their concessions.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Cheap. I think cheap beer, cheap hot dogs, cheap whatever. You know, people can go Google like Atlanta Falcons concessions and you'll just see how amazing it is.
Yeah.
And I think that would get people out to the game. Games have to be more affordable.
Yeah. I know.
Right now, it's too expensive to go to the game.
There's ways to do it. Just got to be sneaky. Like at Yankee Stadium, you can get tickets really cheap in certain ways if you know how. And you can also bring your own food, which I think nobody knows.
Yeah, people don't promote that because they want to fight.
But you can, like our dude who works for us or with us, Joe's, and he's from the Bronx. He goes to a lot of games. He's making a whole video on this. Like, you can go to games cheap if you're local. But yeah, MLB doesn't promote it. And he's like, you know, bring your own food. get buy a ticket here. Then you can sit anywhere here, you know.
But I also think it's like part of the experience to go to the concession stand. Like,
I
if you
agree.
Have a kid, you know they love the snack bar. Like that doesn't matter. Like, they don't want to.
That's
they don't
a great point.
Fucking tuna sandwich. You know,
like, yeah. No, no
Dad,
one wants
give
that.
Give me a hot dog. I want some nachos. Whatever. That's just part of the whole experience. And because it's so expensive, like, people don't get to experience. Like, baseball is amazing live. You know, it's you're outside mostly, and you just get like the smell of the grass, and everything is just amazing to go to a game. But people can't afford to do it. So that would be my change. Would be let's implement. I'll call it the Falcons rule across all of MLB and get people out to the games.
Yeah.
Good answer, Trev.
Good answer, Trev.
Thanks, guys. Wow. Yeah.
Even a blind right, squirrel fan's a nut.
Broken clocks
let's
right twice
two,
a day.
That's two
you
more.
Kiss
that's
my dad.
Pretty mean of you guys. I really like this question. I thought about it a lot last night, and I still don't have an answer. So
ooh,
this
okay.
Be a tough
one. Wow.
At Hanover Ross said, would a team made up of all Joey Votto's, pitchers included, be better than a team of all Garrett Coles? So it'll be all Joey Votto's. Joey Votto would have to pitch, and it'll be all Garrett Coles. Garrett Cole would have to hit. Who wins that?
26
one?
Versus 26.
I mean,
versus Coles.
Does Garrett Cole have, like, it's a game a week, so he gets his off days still on the mound?
There's 26 of them.
It's just one game.
Oh,
there's
and there's
one
26
game.
Of them.
Yes.
Oh, Cole's, yeah. Cole is winning. I mean, that's... How many runs do you think Joey Votto gets off call? Like, if he has four at bats, does he go 1 for 4?
There's 9 Joey Votto.
I understand that, but I'm doing.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how many runs is Joey Votto going to score? And then the other thing is, do you just replace Garrett Cole after 3 innings with the other Garrett Cole? So he's
right.
Just, like, fresh.
Yeah.
You have unlimited Garrett Coles.
Yeah. It's unlimited first at bat, first Cole.
Have we ever seen Garrett Cole hit?
Have we ever seen Joey Votto pitch? I have more faith in
no.
Cole getting a hit off Votto than Votto getting – like, I have more faith in Cole shutting down 9 Joey Vottos to at least 5 runs. Like, I think that's doable.
Easily.
And I think Garrett Cole can bunt around, slap some. What's Votto tossing, 70?
I don't know. I don't know what he's got.
I'm
all
on.
Yeah, probably.
I'm all on.
You're Garrett Cole train the whole way.
If Votto could throw a little, I think it's a discussion. I think, like, I was gonna say Ohtani, but Ohtani's the winner at this point.
That's his game.
Yeah, that's literally what he does.
Yeah.
If it was like Joey Votto with Russell Martin's pitching ability, like we saw him throw a little bit, like then you've got something there. But I think I lean the Coles like. 8 out of 10.
If Votto has a second pitch, I think it changes a little bit.
Of course he has a second pitch, dude. Come on.
Nah, I don't think he does.
All right, you guys are just waving that Yankee flag. It's incredible.
That's not even a Yankee.
What's the Votto argument?
Yeah, what's the why is
well,
Votto?
Well, here's the thing. Garrett Cole, and I don't know this for sure, but sure. He strikes me as a guy that, well, in the industry is called a PO.
Pitcher only.
And I think he's been that way since, what, high school? Well, he probably hit in high school. Maybe he didn't even hit in high school. I don't know. But, like, have you seen pitchers in the box?
He just went on a
rant about how this guy, pitchers, you compared them
Cole's
to guys shooting free throws with no arm.
Cole's got a home run, and it wasn't against Joey Votto. It was probably against a real pitcher.
He has a home run?
I'm pretty sure he has a home run.
Let's see.
Jake's pulling it up.
Looking for the batting stance. Batting stats, they're not showing up.
I mean, how would he – where did he ever have an – oh, he was with the Pirates.
Pirates, yeah.
And he's –
okay, he's got a little experience then.
I think the other thing that we're also getting bias with Cole, which I'll admit, is that, dude, he's like an insane competitor, like stupid. So you put – no, and I know
– oh,
Trevor,
God.
You've told us how – you know, spring training sucks and it's boring. We saw him yesterday, like day 3 of spring training. He's grunting and he's pissed off. It was literally the conversation of spring training yesterday that this guy is like wired differently. He's a Scherzer. He's one of those guys. There's a select few. And I think you know that, but you don't like that.
I like him as a player.
Hey, listen up, Plouffe. Gerrit Cole has 3 career home runs.
Okay.
Wow, two
career doubles and a lifetime OPS plus of 8.
Yeah.
So. Here's what we all forgot about.
What did I forget about?
Gerrit Cole's got to play defense, too.
Yeah.
Good.
He'll be great at that.
Who's a better shortstop, Cole or Votto?
Votto.
Who's a better center fielder?
Pitchers, you know, they shag a lot of fly balls. I mean, they don't do that anymore. They used to shag DP. Now it's like you can't. These guys are wrapped in bubble wrap. But
both catchers are a nightmare.
I'm saying Votto. I want to be different than you guys because I'm so sick of your Yankees bias.
What's your heart,
hey, please? I have a question
for
you.
What's in your heart?
Plouffe, I have a
Open
question
it up
for you.
For once in your life.
Plouffe, I have a question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what's up?
Who's a better pitcher, Patrick Corbin or Joey Votto?
Wow.
Stop. Okay, he hit a homer off Patrick Corbin.
And Luis Castillo.
Pretty good.
And Blake Parker. Don't know who that is.
He's a good reliever.
Okay. Hey, look. Put them in the Yankees lineup then. You guys love them hitting. No DH.
That's Jimmy's dream.
Yeah.
No DH.
Yeah. Fuck the DH. Looks like they were right, first pitch fastballs.
Oh, 0-1, 0-1 versus Corbin.
Hell yeah.
Let me get one last question here. I'm going to scroll to get a good one.
All right.
You guys can keep, dreaming about Gerrit Cole.
3 homers, baby.
Three homer call.
That's pretty good. That's better than I thought. But I also forgot that he's on the Pirates. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. One more question?
Yeah, this is a layup question. Let's end it with an easy one.
Good.
And I'm going to add a little bit of a different caveat to this. This is from at Joseph D. Andrea.
Nice.
He's a Mets fan.
Nice.
Who would be your dream guest on Talking Baseball? Or just to interview, have a chat with in general. Love your stuff, guys. Thank you for that compliment.
Thank you. For talking Yanks, I've long said it's Billy Crystal.
Ooh.
But talking baseball is a whole different story. And I don't. These are hard because, as Trev knows, the biggest name isn't always the best conversation.
Yes.
So
there's a lot of duds out there.
All of baseball, I don't know, man. Like, my brain went to Yogi Berra, but
alive,
he's not
too.
With us anymore.
Let's stay with Alive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just caveat, just got put
do in. Alive.
Yeah. No, but still. Well, if it was dead, I'd do Babe Ruth. I don't know, man. Do you have
one? I like Billy Crystal. That's a good answer. I do. I have one. Mine's pretty easy, though.
What do you got?
For me, I'm an L.A. guy. He actually lives in the same neighborhood as me, and I've tried to hang with him before, and it's Vin Scully. I mean,
okay.
I would just love to sit and talk because people obviously know him as a Dodgers broadcaster. And he's, probably the most iconic, game caller ever. But, he used to call Super Bowls and playoff games and he did everything. So he has just this, and he started when he was 20 and he did it for 70 years, dude.
Yeah.
So the wealth of knowledge and just experiences that he's had, I would just love to just hear him talk. And I wouldn't say shit. I would just shut up and just hey Vin, can you just talk for an hour?
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna sit here.
That's his
dream. That's my guy always is my boy Vin.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Good one, Trevor.
He's a good talker.
Jacob?
Oh God. I guess I've got a couple dark horses swimming through my head right now. Like you said, that old announcer route, Euchre, and I think we're even sneaking up on doing something like that. He's a special baseball
dude.
Yeah,
that could come soon.
Yeah, yeah, and you just know that's going to be a fun combo. How about a real sleeper? How about Michael Jordan? How about MJ?
Oh, I would not. That would be too scary.
Interesting. Would you ask him about baseball?
Strictly baseball.
Oh, strictly baseball? Yeah, cool. That sounds fun.
Talk about all of it, and obviously not the secret gambling story, and that's why he played. But how is he actually is he passionate about baseball? Is he what was that really like? And was it was it a was it terribly weird, like being the best basketball player of all time and then just being a, kind of a scrub baseball player? Like, what was going on? That was insane.
Terry Francona was his manager?
In the minors, yeah.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah. There's that 30 for 30 on it, like riding the bus with Jordan. What if I told you?
That's good stuff. All right.
Cool. Some good answers there. This went well. Shout out to the people that asked questions. They asked some pretty good ones.
That was a great Twitter Q&A right there. I love it.
Yeah, appreciate that. We are when do you come out here? How many days?
I will be there Sunday night. I'm excited for it.
Today's the 20th. Sunday is the 20th.
You guys will be like, this is what's good about me coming a little later. You guys are going to be dead.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come and just spark that shit. And the energy will be brought, and we'll be back.
Bring some smelling salts.
I'm thriving right now. I don't think you understand.
You guys look great, but it's also day two. So.
Yes.
Day one was a killer. Oh, we created a new game show interview style, and we've had one guest on. We might try to have another guest on today if it goes well, but then you'll be their third.
You're going to like it.
You're going to like it.
Okay.
It's got a little competitor in it, which... You know, I've seen that fire light up in your eyes.
Every once in a while, you can get it out of me.
Hey, who is your answer for power? That's also been in my head. Like, who do you think has the best raw power? You going to Twins out and go Sano or some shit like that, or what?
He's got so much pop, dude.
I that was kind of the reaction I wanted.
He does. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think it's foolish not to say, like, a Stanton or a Judge.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, if you just really just think about it.
Oh, got the answer.
Who led the league in home runs last year? Was it
Alonso.
Suarez.
Oh, yeah, Suarez.
Eugenio Suarez.
Eugenio
Suarez. He led the league in home. No, he didn't.
Dude, he put up a stupid number last year.
You know,
he didn't lead the league, though.
You know what's funny about that question is, and why baseball's the cool sport it is, we had five different answers for the five different tools.
Alonso clipped him.
Mike Trout is the best five-tool player in baseball, maybe in the history of baseball going right now. But does he lead one category?
No, I've always said that, Jim.
I know.
Always said that our guy Mike. Like, you just watch him play, and you're like, this guy obviously is amazing. You look at his numbers, and he's incredible. But when you put him up against some of these other guys, the specific tools, like, he's just really good at everything.
Six players.
But he might not be great.
It's the old one thing. It's the old Olympics gymnastics debate. Do you want to win your event or do you want to win the all around? Trout's winning the all around.
That old gymnastics.
And it's not
debate,
even close.
Every 4 years, the nation goes into that heated gymnastics. It's not called gymnastics.
Well, that's what you're saying. Six guys hit 44 plus homers last year. Name them.
Six guys
hit 44 plus.
Marte.
I mean, I'm going to.
Nope.
I'm going to draw a blank on all these. I'll go. Obviously, Pete Alonso.
Yep. Number one at 50.
Eugenio.
Yep. Number two, 49.
Trout.
Trout was fifth with 45.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's tough. We got an MVP.
Bellinger? Yelly?
Former MVP?
Bellinger hit 47. Yelly hit 44 in his shortened season. So there's one guy missing.
We got missing character. Jake, tell us.
Solar power, baby. Jorge
Soler. Wow.
And tough because he was in Kansas City, right?
Yeah
man.
That tells me right there the ball was fucking juice last year. Because Kansas City it's ridiculous. You know, no one should be hitting 47. I mean, the record there, I think Moustakas set, was like 37.
Too much barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I'm good.
Good?
Play that outro music, baby.
Well, here it is.
Oh, you guys.
All right.